Everybody, so we'd like to start off the bylaw and make some introductions. I'll start on one side, city engineer, city manager.
Pam Dropper, Edison Southern Press.
Shane Spears, acting assistant.
I'm Nick Holland, assistant extension.
Carol Hyden, assistant extension office.
Peter Hardy, the site group association.
Thomas Witt, KYTP central office.
Craig Lipke, the PMZO.
I'm Edison Southern.
I'm Aaron Schreiber, Edison NPO.
Matt Schreiber, Southern NPO.
Sam Schreiber, Southern NPO.
Sam Charles, with Duda.
Albert Thompson, with Duda, district.
James Lawrence, KYTP claims.
Mayor Ashley, he's at his OPO.
Richard Dunn, with NPO.
Laura Lane, with NPO.
Ron Lindman, Director of Planning.
I'll hold that for the county engineer.
I'm going to go, welcome back, Edinburgh. Terry Yagan, with Edinburgh NPO.
Thank you everyone for taking time, I'm excited to be here today. I can tell the world the technical committee meeting for the NPO today is in strong support. First order of business, approval of minutes from last meeting. Everyone have an opportunity to review them, any questions or comments? Seeing none, do I have a motion for approval? So move, have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Second, all those in favor say aye. All the same side? Motion carries. Next item of business, old business, price of advance.
We'll start with city electrical project, the wind up gathering really dire. A public hearing was held on July 14th about the project, the plans were discovered, and there was a presentation given by the public hearing. At that time, there also was comments from the public, and as a part of the hearing, the documentation was reviewed, the papers were comments, and they addressed the comments. That becomes a part of that documentation, so that's been done. And then the consultant has taken that information and sent it to NDOT, and has requested public hearing for application. And page two, we've got the Liberty Greenway with levy connection project. Survey is complete, and they're beginning work on preliminary alignment and so forth, so establishing the preliminary project. Vanderbilt County project, Maryland Street Bridge. The bridge deck has been poured and sealed, installation of gas lines underway, and anticipated to be complete early August. And we estimate completion of the project in the beginning of September. So the Delaware Bridge is at 50 feet, this is the new project that's just getting started, and the consultant is giving us the beginning of this month. Green River Road from Kansas to Greenville, additional appraisal from OPA's different ones. What is the consultant?
Appraisal.
More OPA's are in development, and the dedication to determine process. So Royal County, Delaware, the program that survey and preliminary data and investigation of the area of the lot and environmental climate. Oregon Avenue project, phase three. Right-of-way activities are continuing with Avenue 7 of the 99 Park Street building, and stage three, and the project team. We move on to page five, and the Ohio River Crossing Project for all six elements. The request for proposal notice, the legal document, has been added to the NDOT advance notice. If we touch this matter, any other questions, any other?
I have a question, a little update earlier. We received hearing certification yesterday on the Rondell Avenue Road project, and the environmental document that was submitted is filed with you by NDOT, and the Section 106 are being reviewed to appropriate parties with the state federal government for the Washington State project. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, new business.
6A, updated transit application.
All right, last month, Aaron brought before you guys the application for federal highway funds, and so we kind of piggybacked off of that a little bit and created a new application for transit projects for 5310 and 5339 FTA funds. The 5310 is for Mark and Hart, the Fair Transit or Mobility Service, or for the nonprofits that serve seniors and individuals with disabilities. 5339 funding is for bus and bus-related facilities for Big Trap Service, so that's applicable to Mets and Hart. We've always had a 5310 application that was in a Word format, and we try to simplify it with this. 5339, we never did. They just came to us and told us what they would need. We had available funding for that, and this is going to help, I think, both ends in applying for 5339 grants. So what I wanted to do real quick is go through the application and the scoring process, and then we'll open up to any questions. Do you have any questions if you see anything as we go through this? By the way, I did send it to Mets, Hart, and a few nonprofits on the 25th, so last Monday, and I did get some good feedback, minor changes that I'll point out when I get there, question about the text boxes in there, and it's unlimited. Hopefully people don't get too wordy, but we can add as much text as we want. So the first tab is the general instructions, just a detail about what each one of the tasks means, and explains the different things you'll see throughout the application. There's drop-down boxes with information already filled in, text boxes that are open-ended questions, and there's a few tabs that have automatically calculated information. So, those changes. The first tab is for the agency or organization, just simply the name of the organization, whether it is public transit, so Mets or Hart, or a nonprofit, contact person, so if we do have any additional questions once it's done, I know who to contact. And then employee mission statement of the organization. This is primarily for the nonprofits, just to get an idea of how it's official. They haven't worked with us before, what their mission is. Project description. They've got options up here for whether it's a bus or van acquisition for elderly or disabled. Bus or van acquisition for fixed route, so that'd be Mets or Hart with 5339 funds. 5310 funds can also be used, although we typically don't get these kind of applications, but if the wheelchair trail is broken or something on the existing van, they could select that. Mets and Hart can actually use it for accessibility for two bus stops, sidewalks, or ramps. And then any other kind of 5239 can be a little open-ended as long as it's related to the bus or bus facility. There's now how to provide descriptions about the project, purpose and need. Is it needed because the bus is nearing its useful life, the ending of its useful life? The project location is it's probably will be thrown out very often if it's just a bus, we know that it'll be full, but if it's a specific location. Actually, we do have in there, if it is one of the nonprofits, we would like to know what their service area is, if it's just Vanderbilt County, if they live in where multiple locations. Project details, the type of bus they're looking to get, additional vehicle descriptions if they have any, seating and wheelchair capacity, Butler's Corner, manual vehicle acquisition. And the bottom line is, for the bottom box here, is for what type of vehicle are you replacing if you're purchasing a new vehicle? Are you purchasing it because the vehicle's best useful life, et cetera? For all projects, we want to know the RFP issue date, contract award date, delivery date, et cetera. This helps me. We didn't used to ask this, but this helps me where I make my applications in trance on their behalf. So it saves a lot of time and effort on their part. And if these boxes over here were enough, and they would help a little bit more provide some more space for that additional position. The problem is pretty straightforward. The cost of each individual vehicle or the retrofit, whatever it is, the quantity that they're looking to purchase, total cost is calculated, the FTA share, which is typically going to be any percent per capita project, local share. Helps is the only one that can fill this in. The KYTC provides a 10% match to their 10% match. In Indiana, all projects will need a 20% match, at least, from the local. In some cases, especially Mets, with their larger buses that are a lot higher in cost than some of the nonprofits, we may need to also fill out the other applications for CMAP funds to use for sources of funding. So we'd like to know that information here. These are all calculated. If percentages don't match up here, you'll see that when it matches up, that goes away. For here, the total cost will match up, they'll be on the warning. And here, explain, you know, where the cost estimate came from. We're also asking, similar to what we did in the other software projects, just for the notice letters, to receive a sample, they can cut and paste and use this, or they can come up with their own, just letting us know that they're committed to the at least 20% match on the party. This is a location-specific project. We're asking for two separate maps, if it's a bus stop ramp, for example, from Natural Heart. We want to know the exact location on one map, kind of zoomed in, and another location that provides a broader area to get a better idea of where the location is. It's primarily used for Natural Heart. On our end, what we're asking your approval for primarily is how we score these applications. We've got the applicant name, the description of the project. First and foremost, is it for, does it serve your transit, elderly, and individuals with a disability, or is it a larger bus facility in the case of Mr. Hart? It's just obviously two. If not, we will let them know they may look to you to apply for a different funding source. Financial commitment letter, if they're not, if not, we will contact the organization. Just for our reference, especially with the nonprofits, do they typically come to these technical committee meetings or policy meetings? And if not, we might want to reach out to them and provide some more information and make sure they're invited to our meetings. Just for actual scoring, there's some organizational questions. Typically, we haven't had too many issues with the nonprofit securing their 20% funding and all that, so typically these are 4 or 5. The purpose and need, this is kind of the heart of the scoring process. If there's a wheelchair lift that is no longer functioning, we will obviously give that a higher score than what was the nearest. If it's useful life but not quite there yet, they might not be inside the other score. Utilization is similar in the fact that if the box is used on the data right, on the generally, you will give that a higher score than the semi team, but they might use, you know, most of the money. And as in their project description, our van no longer works, our wheelchair is broken completely, we will provide some additional tools to make sure that they can survive. So, that is the application and the scoring. Do you have any questions? I see a couple of nonprofits. Thank you for your feedback. We got some feedback on the process.
When do you anticipate taking a
follow-up? When will we look at the next week or two, but follow-up, especially for the 5310 project. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. Probably get about a month, because I hope we get to the, I mean, I think it's about a month. Some more, if you need it, what are you going to keep thinking?
I'm a little concerned now,
and I've been the past 3 years, but okay. Okay. Well, for sure, we're with you. It's not as time for me. I don't think there's going to be any cost for it.
Well, you simplified it.
How was the whole make it easier on your end and my end, and I'll have to ask you a million questions after you come back to us.
I'm not sure you call us if you have any questions.
Do you have any questions? Do you have a motion for approval? So I'm going to motion on second. Have a motion in second. All those in favor, vote aye. Opposed, same side. Hearing none, motion carries. Moving on, item B, fiscal year 2016-2019, TIP, administrative modifications and additional credit.
We had a administrative modification of the TIP process on July 18th. It's essentially the same project. It is a joint project between Taylor City and Indot and US 31, Vietnam Roadstone Bridge Deck Overlay for the southbound bridge. And the project was moved to $6 million in the Kentucky program, $6 million in the Indiana program. And basically we're combining that down to the listed all of the Indiana program to represent KYTC providing a $6 million payment to the Indot for their portion of that construction. These are construction in fiscal 17 and the total project budget is $12 million for construction that did not change. Questions?
And then we move on. Item C, 2016 Bulk Site Return.
Yeah, on July 19th, we sent out the call for projects. We're looking for the applications to be turned back into us by Wednesday, August 17th. This call for projects is not funding specific, so any of the federal highway funded projects that we may have, those would be eligible, or we're seeking those projects in the fall.
Thank you, Aaron. Moving on, I'm going forward for the comments. Do you have any comments? We have a motion to adjourn.